101X. We've been waiting all week. It's Friday morning, and we're mighty thirsty.
Who needs a beer?
Who doesn't?
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Pre-recorded, so our craft brew community keeps up on the latest and greatest. It's Marty and the brewmaster, Carl Strauss, Paul Segura, the man behind the Tower X West Coast IPA. You can see it in the teal cans, 16 ounces with the big 91XX on the side. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, man. Happy Friday.
Brendan Hernandez, the man behind SanDiegoBeer.news. It is all things craft beer in San Diego and beyond, and the San Diego Beer News Awards. Brandon, what's up?
Happy weekend eve, guys.
Let's raise a glass. Let's do it.
Beer for breakfast.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
We've got a couple fun beers from Burning Beard in front of us right now, man. Burning Beard's been around, like, what, 10 years or so? Out in El Cajon, holding it down. It's a good spot. I stop by there once in a while for a beer. The first beer we've got in front of us is called In Praise of Blackberry. This is a lambic-style base beer that actually they brewed there and then sent to their cool ship. I think they're the only brewery in San Diego that's got a proper cool ship. A cool ship is the way they used to cool the wort down. It's a very shallow, like, vessel, like a small swimming pool, and they send the beer there and it cools down overnight. But the problem with that is sometimes it gets infected with bugs that sour the beer, that make it taste sour. But some breweries learned that they do that on purpose to make the sour beer, and it's a historic, proper, cool way of making sour beers.
Paul, when I see lambic beer on the shelf, I don't know what it is, and I'm kind of frightened by it, right?
Yeah.
I'm your novice. So if I want to elevate my taste buds in beer styles, this is something I want to reach for.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. We're drinking this out of a big bottle.
This is a 750 milliliter bottle of goodness. Once it gets in that bottle, it keeps on going with that bacteria. Now, I just want to say, so you talk about bacteria and sour and all of that and infection.
Yeah.
People should not be scared of that. I mean, we don't get scared of yogurt, right?
Right.
It's kind of the same thing. You've got just things that naturally occur, and it really gives, based on where you're at and what's in the air, a sense of terroir that can even go down to the specific brewery versus just the specific region. And that's what's kind of cool, because in El Cajon, they've managed to make this happen, and all of their beers have this common thread. And I'll tell you, if you are a sour beer fan, some of the best that are made that I've had in the country have actually been at Burning Beard. So it's really something to check out.
They won medals for it.
Moving on to my favorite style of beer, the Imperial Stout. Paul, talk to us.
Marty, you're going to love this beer because it's 13.5% ABV, man. Woo. I know you're always ready for that. This beer is called the Godfather Postmodern Prometheus. It's a cocktail-inspired Imperial Stout. It was aged in Spanish vermouth barrels for a year with almonds.
Wow, yeah.
That's just nutty.
See what you did there. Oh, yeah.
I would advise you go to their tasting room next week because they have a really cool thing happening. It's for charity. We all love the charity come the holidays. So December 5th through 7th, they have this thing. It's 3 days of live music. And it's the first 2 days are ticketed, and it's called Punk Rock Saves Christmas. And then on Sunday, it's Hip Hop Saves Christmas. Like, so, you know, it's like non-denominational musically. So for those 3 days, they'll be collecting new unwrapped toys and taking monetary donations to help out kids here in San Diego County, which I just think is awesome.
Burning Beard in El Cajon, our two beers again, brewmaster.
The first beer we had was called In Praise of Blackberry. It was a blackberry lambic coming in at 6.6%. The second beer we had was called the Godfather Postmodern Prometheus. And this is a vermouth-inspired Imperial Stout coming in at 13.5.
Woo! Kaboom.
Cheers, man. Support your local breweries.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
91X.
Beer for Breakfast, supported by SanDiegoBeer.news. Check out the website, click, and find out more about this segment. SanDiegoBeer.news.